The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 512. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. And when I say I hope you're well, I truly mean that because we certainly have had a dose of horrific weather, and it stretched all the way from New England to Texas, and you know, here in Ohio, in Columbus, Ohio, 1 foot of snow fell in a 24-hour period. So it is quite cold, it is quite snowy, and it's quite adventurous out there. So if you're out and about wherever there's a bunch of snow, please be safe. Watch out, you know, do what you need to do, but be safe so that nobody gets hurt. All right, but enough about the weather, because we have some wrestling to talk about. And of course, when I'm talking about wrestling in January, I am, of course, referring to the WWE annual event, the Royal Rumble, which this year will be historic, as it's going to emanate from Saudi Arabia. And I'm going to be joined by one half of the pro wrestling pundits, Ringside Rand, to give our thoughts on this event coming from Saudi Arabia. About the actual Royal Rumble matches and some of the other matches that are on the show, which at this particular time, which is Wednesday, there hasn't been too many singles or tag team matches announced. So far, we only have two singles matches and two Royal Rumbles, a men's and a women's. So I assume that if anything happens on Friday, that we'll cover that in the recap show next week. So, but nonetheless, I'm excited to see what DJ Joy Blaze and Ringside Rand and I, to see what we agree on, what we disagree on, what our predictions will be, and whatnot. So with that, I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to thank a couple of sponsors. They're going to get right into it. First of all, I want to thank Courtney614 Online Sales. If you need great deals on women's fashions, health and beauty, or whatever, look no further than Courtney614. You can find her on all those major reselling sites like Poshmark, like eBay, like whatnot. So all you have to do again is look for Courtney614, and that is spelled C-O-R-T-N-E-Y 614, or on some of those sites it's underscore 614, same spelling. But nonetheless, if you pick something up from Courtney, let her know that you found out about her endeavors through listening to the PVD Cast. And of course, I need to thank the old school sponsors, if you will. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They have tons of comics from every era, the golden, silver, bronze, and modern era. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, various collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They got your fandom covered. So, you need to check them out. If you're in Central Ohio, stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. You can also find them online. WGComics.com is their web address, and they're pretty active on their Facebook page. Just search for WG Comics. With that being said, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Ringside Rand breaking down the Royal Rumble. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're ready to talk the Royal Rumble with, of course, Ringside Rand, who is here joining us again. Unfortunately, due to another schedule snafu, DJ Joey Blaze is not going to be joining us, but I do have his predictions for what might go down Saturday night. So, but Rand, how you doing, man?
Dude, I am doing so well. I want you to hear this, folks.
And for those
after over a decade in exile, those pinheads over at Dos Equis are bringing the most interesting man in the world back, and I have a Super Bowl commercial in 10 days.
Is that beer you're pouring? Is it a Pacifico?
No, that was Dos Equis.
Dos Equis. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble from what we already know is going to happen because it is Wednesday night in which we are recording, and there's the Go Home SmackDown edition on Friday, so there could be some changes and some additions. Who knows? Maybe some subtractions. But we are going to present our preview of what we think might go down, and then, of course, next week we'll have the review to see if we were right, wrong, or indifferent. So before we get going here, I'm going to start things off with a question for you, Rand. What's your thoughts about the PLE being held in Saudi Arabia?
I got a feeling we're going to see at least one pay-per-view there a year, in addition to the Crown Jewel.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a given. I made a list of all of the international pay-per-views. I'm not sure that I like the Saturday afternoon matinee pay-per-views as much as I do the nights. We've had a couple from England. There was an obscure one from Paris or France a couple years ago.
Yes, there was one last year. Last year was the one from Paris.
Okay. The ones in Toronto, or as Lance Storm would say, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, are on the same time zones. So that's reasonable. I'm just wondering, I'm sure they do enough research, but are they affected by these different time zones?
You know what? I don't know, because you hear about that in sports. You know, of course, the Mile High Stadium back in the day, you always heard about with Denver, the air's thinner up there, and that causes some problems. I just wonder if it's going to be just general fatigue. I don't think there's no jet lag because you're not going from west to, well, yeah, you are. You are going west to east. You are going that way. So there is going to be some jet lag.
I mean, you're pretty much going 12 hours difference.
Yeah, essentially. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with this pay-per-view. I got to be honest with you. I never have watched any of the Saudi pay-per-views, not because of any political stuff or whatever. I just don't really care. That was my point. That's why I've never watched a Saudi pay-per-view. So this will be the first one that I'm watching, and I'm curious to see if they bring all of the bells and whistles that they always do, and to see how that impacts the crowd.
If this arena is built for these shows, they should have everything available.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's talk first of all about some of the two matches that we know that are going to go on before we get into talking about the Rumbles themselves. So let's start off with a singles match for the Undisputed WWE Championship. The champion, Drew McIntyre, who just, 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago won the title, which we can get into in a minute, but he's going to be facing Sami Zayn. And so, Rand, what do you think about this matchup?
I think they're kind of like treading water here. I don't see this as being anything eventful. And I think the biggest reason Sami won that four-way, it was in Montreal, so he got the big pop. I think Drew's a champ until Mania, where he could face the winner of the Rumble.
Yeah, look, I like the idea of putting the belt on Drew. I think that was something that maybe was a surprise for many people. I like that. However, I agree with you. I think the only reason why Sami Zayn won in that four-way was, again, to give the hometown boy some props. I just wonder who they're going to get to chase Drew, because, I mean, you can always go back with Cody. You could do a title for title with CM Punk, which I think would be great. You know, there are plenty of other individuals that could be a contender for Drew McIntyre, but I don't see Sami Zayn being one of those. I don't see him being in the mix.
Nor do I. I don't see any. I don't know if Sami's ever going to win the world title.
Well, they had the opportunity and they screwed it all up. And that was with Roman Reigns a couple of years ago when they were in Montreal. That could have been monumental, and they kind of messed it all up with that. Well, let's see. Joey has predicted that he says that Drew McIntyre will be the winner. Rand, what do you say?
Sticking with Drew McIntyre.
And I'm going with Drew McIntyre, too. In fact, I'm going to be so bold as I think he goes over clean. I think somehow there's a mistake. Sami Zayn misses a move or whatever, a Claymore kick, 1, 2, 3, and that's it.
Maybe somehow goes for the high foot and gets caught on the ropes.
Yeah, he goes for that Haluva kick and gets caught up on the ropes. I totally could see that happening.
Yeah, I don't see much drama in that.
You know what, though, real quickly, I am going to give props, though, to Drew McIntyre, because I think that his last couple of years in the WWE have been some of the best work that he has done. And I've really been impressed.
He's an intense, hardworking heel.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. And a cat dad, too. I don't know if you've seen any of his Instagrams, but he's got a collection of kitty cats as well.
Bonus.
All right, now on to the match that has got high stakes to it. It is a career threatening match. I don't know why they're calling that. That sounds so stupid. But anyways, it's basically Gunther taking on AJ Styles. And if Gunther wins, AJ Styles has to retire. We all kind of know he's going to start to wrap up the career anyways. So does that let the cat out of the bag? Pun intended.
I somehow think Gunther wins, but Adam Pearce sees the cheating and doesn't hold AJ to it.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. So maybe that night a restart, or maybe the following night or in a couple nights on Raw, Adam Pearce reverses.
It would make Gunther even more of a heel that he gets cheated and somehow gets another chance to do it again.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I think that's a good possibility.
Or that AJ loses, but wins the Royal Rumble and gets a shot at Gunther.
Oh, that could work as well.
Things to make you go, hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to give AJ a little more time. I can't see Gunther winning right out of the gates.
I think it's too quick.
Career
ending, like we saw Ric Flair, who went months of barely surviving.
Yeah, or you know, Cena or any of these folks that have done a retirement angle. But yet, I'm going to go with Gunther as the winner. I'm not going to be as creative as you, but that I think is something that really could work, is that AJ ends up entering the Royal Rumble and winning. I really dig the idea of what you said with Adam Pearce, that maybe the following Raw, he comes out, I don't like what you've done, Gunther, and you're going to have to, you know, face AJ Styles again, this time at whatever the pay-per-view might be, February, or hold it out till Mania. I'm not against, we're in January, we're at the end of January, the beginning of February is real close. I'm not opposed to building these feuds for a couple of months so it means something at WrestleMania.
Yes.
So I'm going to say Gunther wins. Joey says Gunther wins. And you say Gunther wins with your fantastic stipulation.
I had forgotten that not only did Gunther end Cena, he also ended Goldberg's career.
I forgot about that too until I saw the little sit-down interview he did with Michael Cole, which, by the way, that was awesome. And when he looked at Michael Cole and said, "You've outstayed your welcome. I could kick that chair right over and end your career." I thought that was awesome. You talk about some great heel work. That was fantastic from Gunther.
Kind of like breaking the fourth wall. He went a little bit further than you expected.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Absolutely. That wraps up our two solo matches. Again, surprised that there's not more title opportunities here. Like, there's not a tag team title matchup or something like that.
You could see that.
Yeah, we could probably see that on Friday. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let's talk about the Royal Rumble itself. I'm going to start with the women's and run down who so far has entered the women's Royal Rumble as I get my notes prepared here. We have, of course, Io Sky, Rhea Ripley, her tag team partner, Roxanne Perez, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Bayley, Lyra Valkyria, Asuka, and as I turn my page here on my notes,
I've got a total of 15.
That might be it. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I got 17.
Okay.
So, but anyways, picking up, Asuka was the last one I mentioned. Then Chelsea Green, Jordynne Grace, Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss.
You have Maxxine Dupri.
I have Maxxine Dupri, Becky Lynch, Nia Jax, Lash Legend, and Julia. Those are the ones that I have. Those are the ones so far. In fact, well, Becky Lynch was announced on Raw yesterday, or excuse me, 2 days ago. Today's Wednesday. And then Maxxine Dupri was there's, I guess I'm not hip to all the other side shows that they have, but she announced her entrance on the Shot of Brandy, which I don't know what the heck that is. I assume that that's a talk show of some sort.
Could that be with Brandy Rhodes?
You know what? There's a way that we can find this out. We have the technology. Let's use it. What do you say? Give me a minute here and I'll take a gander at it. Yep, it is Brandy Rhodes. It's a YouTube channel hosted by Brandy Rhodes. All right, good to know. You know what? I'm not being sarcastic. It's good to know that she's doing something because she's been like missing ever since Cody came to the WWE. I'm glad that she's getting a little bit of notoriety there.
I think she had a larger stake when she was in AEW.
Well, of course, she did have a bigger stake in that. Yes, absolutely. Who do you think is going to go over in the Women's Royal Rumble?
My long shot would be Raquel Rodriguez.
Okay.
But I actually think we're going to have a repeat winner in Asuka because that sets up a lot of different scenarios.
Okay. Joey has said, sorry, you were going to say?
Asuka has won before.
And that's a solid pick, depending on what the plan is to do with her. That's the question. Joey picked the returning Tiffany Stratton, which that's a smart one, too. She's not on this list. I assume that she's going to be. I think she's going to be one of the surprises. I think you're going to hear it's Tiffy time and they're going to get that huge pop. So I'm going with Jordynne Grace. And the reason why is I feel like they really want to push the battle of the Titans, so to speak. Jordynne Grace versus Jade Cargill. I think if Jordynne Grace can come in and like eliminate, be like Kane and eliminate 5 or 6 people, you know, that rises her stock up. I also too think that hopefully by having Jordynne Grace be in there with Jade Cargill, that she could help get a good match out of her. I think Grace is competent enough to get that that match, so it's not so awkward.
We really need to get some good work out of Jade Cargill.
That's right, and that's why I think that she can certainly do that. And here's my other thing real quick. This goes for both the women's and the men's Royal Rumble. And I know it's going to happen, but they need to stop with the number one and number two going so deep. Like, they need to stop that stuff.
Are they putting their best workers in early?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Sometimes I think they do, because you need somebody consistent. Natalia's never going to win a Rumble, but she's one of the best workers, and they use her a lot in these.
Yeah, and she's got that new gimmick where she's kind of like ultra serious. She's actually, I think they've started going by Natty, actually, Neidhart. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to the Royal Rumble and somebody getting like number one or number two and nearly going the whole time, that's played out. They've let it rest for a couple of years because it's losing its magic. just like Kofi Kingston's wild shenanigans to not get eliminated, like that, that's played out. Let's not do that anymore. Let's move on to something more interesting.
The fact that he does such high-risk moves means he's not likely to win one because one of those could easily go bad.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing that I think is somewhat interesting about it. Now, my question is, if we're going to have somebody do something wacky like Kofi Kingston to avoid getting eliminated, how much do you want to see Joe Henry show up doing some weird thing like, you know, the music plays and he shows up inside the ring and the camera cuts away and he's not there, but then they cut away and he's there? I think that would be hilarious. I think that would be great. I'm sure that they're not going to do that.
You know, he's on the short list of surprises. I mean, it'd be real easy to put him in.
Yeah, it would be. In fact, you know what? Let's look at who is already entered on the men's side. First, we have, of course, Cody Rhodes. Gunther is entered.
Yep.
So there you go. Your prediction about the AJ Styles match may come to fruition. Jey Uso, main event Jey Uso, that is. Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Penta, Roman Reigns, Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, Bron Breakker, and let me switch to my next page of notes. Logan Paul, Bronson Reed, Austin Theory, Javon Evans, Obafemi, and Randy Orton, who Randy Orton, I believe, also was on one of these weird sideshows called WWE Get Up. I don't know what that is.
The other day on Raw, Finn Balor asked about being in the Rumble, and he was told that it was already filled.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with that. Like, don't get me wrong, I think a small program between Finn Balor and CM Punk would be awesome. I think they should do that. But, yeah, I didn't get that. Like, how could it be full? I mean, I know there's 30 guys and there's X amount, but, like, right here, I just counted, there's like 15 or 16 guys that have entered the Rumble so far. So there's clearly plenty of room left. So I don't get that.
So Finn Balor took matters in his own hands and interrupted the main event.
Yeah, which...
CM Punk and AJ Styles. So there's a real good chance that he somehow fights his way into this match, interrupts somebody's entrance maybe, and takes their place.
I mean, it's been done before, so, I mean, they could probably do it, but I don't know if you want to do it that way. I don't know. I mean, definitely I think Balor's going to be in the Royal Rumble somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Who do you have as potential surprises?
Well, my potential surprise fits in with who wins. I think the men's Royal Rumble is going to be won by Bron Breakker. And as Braun celebrates, you're going to hear "Burn It Down," and Seth Rollins is going to come and attempt to get to the ring. I think it would be really smart if they had security and Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis and everybody holding him back. You're not medically cleared. You're not medically cleared. And then they could do this where they have confrontations, but neither one of them touches them until Mania. And then we can get that match, Braun versus Seth at Mania. At least that's my – so my surprise is Seth Rollins, my winner, Bron Breakker wins.
You know that Seth is already over in that part of the world because he did that Netflix guy climbing the outside of the building commentary.
I did not know that. I did not know about that.
There's a bunch of people who could be surprises.
Oh, there could be. You got any in mind?
Well, funny you should ask. We haven't seen LA Knight in a while.
No, because he took a tsunami on top of a car, which I don't know. And look, I'm going to say real quick, I'd just like to throw this out here because I've been holding on to this till today. I don't believe anything that the WWE shows us on WWE Unreal. I think it's a giant work. I don't believe that Triple H like yelled at LA Knight for having a crappy match. I don't believe any of that. I think that's all BS. It's all malarkey. I don't believe it. But I do think LA Knight returns in the Royal Rumble. And again, I think they've dropped the ball with him because he's still massively popular. He still sells a lot of merch. I don't see how you can go wrong with him. That just it baffles my mind.
So your belief that Unreal 1 and 2 are inside works are similar to me going to my grave thinking that the Montreal Screwjob was a work where only Vince and Brett knew about it.
Yeah. I'll jump on that bandwagon and be just, yeah, my feeling about Unreal is the exact same way you feel about the Montreal Screwjob.
They show us what they want to show us.
Mm-hmm.
Ring or on these documentaries. We haven't seen Dominic Mysterio in a while.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. I'm sure he's going to be an addition to the Men's Royal Rumble. I'm sure that so will JD McDonagh.
So we could have a bunch of the Judgment Day.
Correct. Oh. Those that are left, because Carlito's gone, I believe.
We've also got four members of the Vision who could form a coalition. Well, they're already a group, but they could be almost an armored tank to make sure Bron Breakker makes it.
Yep. I think that will fit into my scenario pretty well as too. Was having the help from Austin Theory and Bronson Reed and Logan Paul as well.
So who else could be near Saudi without being detected? Somebody like Matt Cardona?
I don't know. I think he probably would be recognized, maybe.
Well, he's there with his wife.
There you go. And speaking of surprises real quick, I have to drop a surprise announcement here real quick about our great sponsor here at the PVD cast. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. Yes, folks, I almost forgot to fit it in. I apologize to you, Rand, for cutting you off there. But I got to let everyone know about the great, great comic book store that is World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. You name it, they got it. And if they don't got it, they'll try their darndest to get it for you. So we're talking about some great customer service from the fine folks of World's Greatest Comics. And if you're in the Central Ohio area, you owe it to yourself to stop by the store in person. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But you can also check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address, and they're pretty darn active on their Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. And that's a shoot, ladies and gentlemen. That's no work. I almost forgot to do this. So, anyways, we were talking about some surprises.
Deep in the archives, went through and I found out, do you know who's got the most accumulated time in all of the Royal Rumbles together?
No. Would that be Y2J?
Break the Walls Down, another strong potential surprise entrant in this Royal Rumble.
Yes. I think he might be one of the tops. Also, I would throw it out there because I saw this name floated around a little bit. Paige. She could return and really be a big surprise.
You know, there's a lot of people that we don't know the actual status of AEW.
Well, that's true, because one of the other contenders I have for being a surprise is Powerhouse Hobbs, who just left not too long ago AEW. And so I think that he could be a very big, big addition. And the rumors are that he is already signed with WWE. He's got a new name. The whole package is being assembled, et cetera, et cetera.
My inside sources tell me his name is going to be Royce Keyes.
Royce Keyes. Okay. All right.
I also did some research on Chris Jericho. Fozzy, his side band or band,
mm-hmm.
is actually going to be touring this spring, March, including Sonic Temple here in Columbus.
Oh, okay. All right.
Fozzy has dates in March and April, but that doesn't mean he couldn't do the Royal Rumble this weekend or more dates coming up.
And look, I think that's a smart way to use Jericho, is use him as that attraction, so to speak. I wouldn't have him every week on Raw or SmackDown. Just use him sporadically here and there. Just like, you know, another name that has been thrown around, Brock Lesnar, is not officially in the Royal Rumble. And you could use Jericho just like Brock as a special attraction.
I can see that. You know, not all the people who have won the Royal Rumble have been A-list wrestlers.
No.
I mean, you've got Shinsuke Nakamura. You've got, Jey Uso.
You got Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the original one.
Right. But you also have Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, geez.
Mr. McMahon.
Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah.
Sheamus. Early in Sheamus' career, he got the Royal Rumble in St. Louis. And not all the guys who win this go on to win WrestleMania afterwards.
That is true as well. Let's talk about a couple other surprises real quick that I've heard grumbling. Jeff Hardy returning could be a surprise, maybe, if he does indeed return. Ethan Page from NXT coming up, which I think would be an interesting one. And then a guy that we have not seen too much of recently, Omos. He's still under contract, even though he's overseas. He could be an interesting surprise.
How do you get somebody like that out when you're that big?
Oh, I think they do the obligatory way they eliminated Andre the Giant. Like, everybody, you know, teams up and eliminate Omos.
I got a feeling, even though he's not going to win, but Obafemi is going to look really good. I got a feeling he could put out 8 or 9 people.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of Obafemi. I think that he really has the look. He has the power. He has the speed. He has everything that you want. And the character is really interesting too. So I think he by far is what Jim Ross would say, a blue chip prospect, if you will.
You know, when you go back to Greatest Royal Rumble, the one that was in Saudi years ago.
Yes.
Ron Breaker won that.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
There's somebody who's floating around somewhere who actually has a show on the dip. On USA Network.
Who's that?
Where it's like Braun versus a restaurant where he goes in and just eats massive amounts of food.
He was on a show like that?
It was on a couple weeks ago after SmackDown, Friday at 11. So, you know, it can't be a big deal. In 2019, Braun Strowman threw 13 people out.
Huh.
Won the greatest Royal Rumble over there.
Okay.
And there's been a few years where it's not been 30, it's been 40 people.
Right. And I'm looking that up, that Braun Breaker thing, because I can't believe that.
Braun Strowman, not Braun Breaker.
Oh, okay, Braun Strowman. Okay, I was going to say Braun Breaker. Okay, Braun Strowman, yes. Okay, yeah. He does have that silly show.
We don't know where Big E is.
Big E's done.
He suffered an extreme rules years ago here in Columbus.
Yeah, he's done. The neck is too far gone. One final surprise that I would like to throw in there is Sol Rocha for the women.
Well, that's why they only announced half the field, so we have these pop moments.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, by the way, real quickly, Joey says that he agrees with me that Braun Breaker is going to win the Men's Royal Rumble, but who do you think? Rand is going to win the Men's Royal Rumble.
I want slightly different. I want Logan Paul. And there could somehow be a mistake within the division, and that starts to create division within the division.
Division within the division.
I'm going to have to keep coming up with more names for all these groups that Paul Heyman runs.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this one. I, again, think it should have been just called the Dangerous Alliance. You know, back in the WCW era, but unfortunately, I suppose that they didn't want to do that, but I think that would have been sweet.
Yeah, I got Logan Paul.
Logan Paul, okay. All right, you know what? It makes sense. This could be sowing the seeds of dissent between maybe like Bronson Reed or Austin Theory and Logan Paul. That would be a great, even though that, I think that would be an awesome tag team, those two, but.
How about Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed are celebrating raising their arms in front of the ropes. They just eliminated somebody. And Logan Paul comes up behind them and throws both of them out.
Yeah, that's a possibility. That would be, yeah, I mean, that would be, because they're going to talk about it. It's every man for himself. It's every man for himself, you know. Well, so far, that's all that we have, ladies and gentlemen, here. That again, hopefully there will be a few more matches maybe added, or maybe not. Maybe they keep it to four. I don't know. But again, it is from Saudi Arabia this Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I guess the big question is, Rand, are you going to watch it at 2 o'clock, or are you going to wait until the evening and watch it? Because I'm going to be honest, I have a feeling for myself that I will be avoiding the internet from like 2 o'clock in the afternoon till about 7 o'clock in the evening, and then I'm going to watch it at 7 o'clock.
Well, the schedule here in the Golden Ghetto, here especially at the Rand Canyon, I have the afternoon available.
Okay.
Live, probably with Twitter on the side.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I think we're going to start wrapping things up here. So we will, of course, we'll be back next week with, of course, our predictions, judging them and seeing if we were right, if we were wrong, if we were indifferent. And hopefully DJ Joey Blaze will join us live in person and not just texting over his predictions and whatnot. But it happens. It happens sometimes. We miss you, Joey. We want you back next week. Rand, anything you want to plug real quick?
My Super Bowl commercial coming up next week. Stay thirsty.
Okay. Who you got in the Super Bowl? Who you like?
Seattle.
Yeah, I'm Seattle too. I want to see them win another one. I'm down with that. And I like Sam Darnold.
Okay.
I think he's a pretty solid quarterback.
You have to find the right place.
That's right. That's right. He bounced around a few times, but yep.
I will tell you, as a employee, I had plenty of times where I was in the wrong place, but eventually stick with it and you find the right place.
There you go. And with that, then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Rand, joining me to talk about the Royal Rumble. And as I mentioned before at the beginning of this episode, if there's anything that happens between Wednesday and Friday that is of note, we'll definitely cover it next week on the recap or review episode of the PVDcast. So right now, let me tell you how you can get in touch with me if you have a question about this episode or any episode for that matter. First of all, you can find me on Twitter. That's right. I'm still over there on Twitter. Personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. Or you can drop me a message over on the Facebook, Instagram, or Threads accounts. Just search for at PVDcast. And if you want to shoot me an email, you could do that as well. Email address is johnorlando@pvdcast.com. All right, maybe you need to let some folks know about where they can hear the show. There's a bunch of different avenues for that as well. First off, pvdcast.com is the online home of yours truly and probably the best place to get all of your new episodes. But it's also available through all those major podcasting outlets and apps. All you have to do is go to your search bar of your favorite outlet or app, plug in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it and you should find it. And if you are listening through one of those outlets or apps, please let them know that you're listening by rating and reviewing. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. But there is a third way that you can get every single episode in your ear, and that is on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do a little live broadcast with the week's episode. So that's three easy ways to hear the show. PVDcast.com. Through your favorite podcasting outlet or app, or again, Wednesday nights on the Facebook page at PVDcast, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. We'll be right back.
presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2026.